This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
That must mean it's time for the Limitless Express, and I'll kick it off this way, Bob. I got a text from my daughter at 10:54 a.m., and it read like this.
Dad, another butt call? Is that what it's going to be?
this is verbatim. Dad, this is the third day in a row you've called me in class. You have to figure out a way to stop butt dialing me. Limits, why doesn't my phone lock to where if I press stuff, it won't?
If you leave it open...
Leaving it open. I press the thing on the side and it gets dark. Look. Well,
then that won't do it. You must.
It does do it still.
No, it doesn't.
Give a password.
Look, that's my home screen.
Okay, I see it.
And yet, when I put that into my pocket, it butt dials from there.
Well, let me ask you this. When you slide up, do you have a password on it? On your phone? Do you have a password on your phone?
What? What do you mean slide up?
Is there a password on your phone?
Like number?
In other words,
to
lock it.
So sometimes, I mean, if you have your Face ID and you still put it in your pocket, and the way that you put it in your pocket, maybe the phone, because you know how you slide up to sometimes be able to get onto your phone, you know, like for me, like I'll slide up and there I go.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm sure if you put that in like your pocket, maybe your phone feels the as you put it in your pocket, the motion of that turns it on your phone, and then you just start hitting buttons, and it hits the phone call.
How do I stop it is the question.
She's not the only one that has gotten butt dials from Joe Starkey. I'll say that before. It's happened to me, too.
It says it's unlocked, though. In the home screen, there's a thing that indicates it's unlocked, even though it would appear to be locked. Forget it. Can you show me something later?
Yeah, I'll try my best.
All right. Why don't we kick off the Limitless Express with a phone call or two? We are talking about how Pittsburgh is disillusioned maybe across the board with team ownership like rarely seen before in this town. Who do we have?
Here is Matt in Bethel Park.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Joe, you know, you're absolutely spot on. We have three owners in this town who just don't seem to care about winning. They have three head coaches who don't seem to have a message that comes clear anymore. You know, I was born in July of 91. You know, I'm used to the Pirates not being good. But, you know, right now I'm just not super excited for the future. I just don't see it. You know, I grew Donnie football. I know this is all the time about, you know, Art Rooney too being just as bad as Nutting. And I'm right there with him. You know, he's in his own world. I don't know what to do anymore. It's super frustrating. And listen to you guys help, so I appreciate it.
Of the three teams, which one do you think, which one, if there's one, that is going to be back in a playoff sort of situation or beyond quicker? Which one of these three? I think I know the answer, but I'm interested to hear what you say.
You know, Bob, I think I would have to say the Penguins. I agree. You know, Fenway Sports, I don't have a clue who any of the owners are. You know, Dubas's record isn't as good, you know, as it could be. I like the trade to kind of kick it off. So I'd have to say the Penguins. That's probably what you were thinking too. I'm not sure.
Actually, it was only because I'm not so sure until they saw the quarterback is big with me, and until that changes, I don't know.
I just thought of a new segment. Thing, Bob,
but I would agree.
I thought of a new segment for when you're in, and you can pick the day. Ask Bob anything. People can ask you personal questions. They can ask about your history. Okay. Would you be up for that?
Well, it depends on how personal you get.
Well, you can always reject the question. You reserve that right. Do you like that idea for a segment, Limits?
I do. I feel like if we go a little bit too personal with Bob, though, that might be pushing a little bit of boundaries.
But we don't know Bob well enough. That's the thing.
What do you mean you don't know me well enough?
That you have a veneer about you, a sportscaster veneer that we need to start chipping away at. I want to know Bob the person more. And I think Pittsburgh does, too.
I think you know me. I'm
getting
much
there.
What I see is what
no,
you get. I
no, don't... there's something deeper.
I
do you feel
know
the
more?
Same way, Limits?
Yeah, I want to know more about Bob.
I know. Everybody does. I feel like we all do. The whole town does.
You ever see that movie, What About Bob, that Bill Murray's in? I want to know what's up about Bob today. What's up with Bob last week? What's up with Bob tomorrow?
I just want to know what you do in your daily life. I want to know what your childhood was like. I want to know what your sports career was like. I want to know a lot of things, Bob. Your future hopes and dreams. You're still a relatively young man.
Okay.
All of that.
Sure.
All right. Ask Bob Anything premieres next week.
Sounds
Wednesday.
Good to me. Wednesday.
Well, yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah.
One more call.
Here is Dave in North Huntington.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I'd have to agree with the last caller. I'm older, actually. So I actually remember the Pirates winning the 71 series. With Steve Blass jumping into the arms and all that. Steelers, I mean, it has become so frustrating now, it's beyond belief. I never thought I would see the Steelers be closer to the Pirates as far as ownership in my life. Art, like, wake up, dude. Like, what is your freaking problem? And it's frustrating because it's not going to change until they get rid of Tomlin. It's not the quarterback. It's the coach. So I think they're next to win a championship because hopefully Art will retire in 3 to 5 years. And Danny, pray to God, is younger and knows what it's going to take to change this and win. It's just so frustrating. I can't explain it.
Well, I mean, I don't see any of that changing, you know, since Tomlin is on for 3 years, this one coming up and two more. And they're just not going to be in a position, although they could. I mean, listen, it's a very profitable business, this football business. If they had a year where they didn't like what they saw and it got worse, who knows? Maybe the pressure that would be building would have an effect. But, you know, again, to me, we'll see what happens in this offseason. Like the Pirates, you got to measure by this offseason. Pirates have done nothing. I would expect the Steelers to be extremely active to try to switch this around. I don't know what that necessarily means, but I think they'll spend money. I think they'll make trades. I think they'll do a lot of things that we may not expect.
All right.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Let's do a two-minute drive here with the Limitless Express. Let's do this, Limits. Just give us quick topics, Bob, quick answers. Here we go.
Let's start with Penguins President of Business Operations, Kevin Acklin, Bob. He is stepping away. He's been with the organization for 8 years, but it was announced this morning he will no longer be a part of the franchise. What are your thoughts on that?
I was surprised by that because I know he's in there doing as much as he can in his role. His role has nothing to do with player acquisition or anything of that nature. It's about the experience of going there and doing the things in the community. I thought he did a pretty good job. But I keep in mind, last year they moved on from 30 to 40 people in the offseason when they didn't make the playoffs for two in a row. So maybe this is something that will indicate there is more of it coming.
I've never met him. I wish him well. You always wonder when things like that happen. You know, what was the story? Like you just said, are they just looking to clear out more people? Were they dissatisfied? Was it simply him wanting to leave, having better options? I don't know, Bob. And in my finest journalistic fashion, I'm not going to speculate on that. I simply wish him well. I didn't know him. Did you?
Yeah. I really like Kevin a lot. But I also know that this ownership group is different than the last one. So how they handle business seems to be, again, they budget for playoffs, Joe. If you budget for playoffs and the budget isn't met, that means you lose money.
But what do you want him to do about it?
That's what I said. What did I want with any of the guys who were released last year?
Yeah, they still have the head coach.
That represents a very small percentage of their payroll, you know, what they got rid of.
Yeah.
But I guess they feel they have to do something.
Next.
Browns cornerback Denzel Ward, God bless you, Bob, says that the Myles Garrett trade request has a huge impact on him, honestly, saying, I want to play with Myles Garrett. He's a Hall of Fame player. I came into the league with him. He came into the league and he was on my team and that type of guy. I've been talking to him and I know he wants out, but you just got to hear where he's coming from. He wants to win, so we'll see what the future holds. Ward said he wants to be in Cleveland, but he also wants to win, and he's keeping an eye on what Miles has going on and what he's doing.
Man, that could be a domino effect. What if Ward wants to leave? Is he signed? I don't even know for how long.
I think he is under contract, but I don't think he's that long, and he may be in the same boat eventually here.
Well, we're talking about ownership, and I'm certainly willing to acknowledge that there's way worse owners in the NFL. Lots of them. And those are the teams the Steelers beat. Unfortunately, when they go up against a good team, they don't even compete in the playoff. But there are many worse owners, and Jimmy Haslam is one of them. And the other thing, Bob, did you see where Myles Garrett said he consulted with LeBron James before requesting that trade?
I didn't see that, no.
What do you think?
I think it's interesting, too, getting back to the ownership, too. Haslam was once part of the Steelers as a minority, and so was David Tepper.
Yeah.
Both guys have gone on and not done well with their own ownership situations, which I don't know what that means other than...
Well, it's like the Bill Belichick coaching tree. There's some, but people always think... It's always funny to me, too, when, you know, there's a coordinator under a certain coach, could be Belichick or anybody, where they think, man, look at the success they're having. Let's get a little of that secret sauce from that head coach through his coordinator. The only problem is he's not the head coach. So if you're looking for whatever the Steelers' secret sauce used to be, like when they brought in Haslam, you're not guaranteed that.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is those two guys have operated much differently than the way Art has operated, in that they've gone in and Jimmy Haslam has done some really strange things that have resulted in bad outcomes. And I think Tepper has done his share of it, too.
Yeah.
It goes opposite of what the stability model,
although Haslam has kept the coach around longer than usual in Cleveland.
That's unusual. But I think, again, a lot of this had nothing to do with him. I still think it was all him, the owner. And the owner knows. He looks in the mirror and says, I messed this up.
It's where it all begins in many ways in sports, is with the ownership person or the ownership group. And it ain't going well around here, but yes, not as bad as Cleveland. If you take solace in that, it's not as bad as Cleveland. Limits?
Wanted to get this one last one here because it's fascinating. The inaugural flag football event 2 years ago received 6.3 million people that watched it. This year, the percentage dropped by 18% to 4.7 million. People are still watching the flag football game, but they're not nearly as interested, Joe, as they were a couple of years ago. It seems like it's getting stale.
It's funny. I actually was more interested and enjoyed it. Or was that the dodgeball? I can't remember.
Probably dodgeball. And the flag football did nothing for me. It never did, never will.
Minka had a hell of a game, Bob.
Oh, good.
He had two interceptions in that game. One on a two-point conversion that doubles his total for the past 2 years.
They had wide receivers playing quarterback. They had quarterbacks playing safety. I mean, what are we doing?
It's horrifying. Thank you, Limits. That was good.
Thank you kindly.
No. Thank you.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.